The history of rock and roll continues as our chart sweep moves into 1972. Young was a son of a Canadian newspaper man. He was once a member of the Buffalo Springfield, later joining Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. Also in 1972, a former school teacher released a song that she had recorded on an album 3 years before. Roberta Flack remembered her biggest hit.
People who hear the record want to know what I was thinking about when I did the record. It happens that when I did the record, I thought about my little cat who had just gotten killed. I had been out on the road, left Washington for the first time, and I came back off of this little trip, and I only had one pet, and it was a little black cat that someone had given me. His name was Sancho Panza. So when I went into the studio about 2 days later, that's what I had on my mind, and I couldn't help it. It just came out that way.
The first time ever I saw you, I thought the sun rose in your eyes, and the moon and the stars were the gifts you. First time
Roberta Flack and The First Time Ever I Saw Your Face. It won a Grammy Award in 1972 for Record of the Year. The history of rock and roll continues with a collage of other big hits from 1972. In 1972, a one-time bank supervisor earned a Grammy Award for the best pop vocal performance by a male. Producer Richard Perry talked about the record he helped put together for Harry Nilsson.
Without You, it was a memorable record for many reasons. To begin with, it was a different type of record at the time, the most perfect record I had made. There have been many records, you know, since then that have been in that mold of a certain kind of big ballad, but with a heavy backbeat to it.
No, I can't forget this evening, or your face as you were leaving. But I guess that's just the way the story goes. You always smile, but in your eyes you're so shows. Yes, it shows. No, I can't forget tomorrow when I think of all my sorrow. When I had you there, but then I let you go. And now it's only fair that I should let you know what you should know. I can't live if living is without you. I can't live, I can't give in. That's just the way the story goes. You always smile, but in your eyes your sorrow shows. Yes, it shows.
Nelson and Without You, a song composed by Pete Ham and Tom Evans. They were members of the most successful group ever signed to the Beatles' Apple label. We'll hear their biggest hit in a moment when the history of rock and roll continues. The history of rock and roll continues on a chart sweep through 1972. This is Badfinger.
My mind is all around you. Looking out from my lonely room, day after day.
Originally called the Ivies, Badfinger was signed by Paul McCartney to the Beatles' Apple label. Of their four hits, Day After Day was the biggest, a song produced by George Harrison. The Beatles were also associated with another band from England. In fact, Ringo Starr even made a movie, Born to Boogie, about their lead singer. His name was Mark Bolan, and in 1972, he talked about the music of T-Rex.
It's really kind of visionary poetry, slightly mystical in a way. I used mythical landscapes. I didn't use this planet. And what happens when you go from 19 to 25 is a lot of inner pain goes down, as you well know, you know? And so I'm writing much more about my own inner pain, as John Lennon does.
Thank you.
T-Rex and Bang a Gong. 5 years later, T-Rex was to end when Mark Bolan was killed in a car crash. The history of rock and roll continues as we present a collage of the number one records of 1972.
Bye bye, Miss American Pie.
Let's stay together.
Can't live if living is without you.
Keep me searching for a heart of gold.
I've been through the desert on a horse with no name.
The first time. Ever I saw your face.
Oh, girl, I'd be in trouble if you left me now.
Yeah, I'll take you there.
The Candyman.
The Candyman.
Oh, the Candyman can.
Another round.
The world is black, the world is white.
Baby, baby, don't get hooked on me.
Then the two of us need look no more.
Sure was hard swimming across that thing with both hands holding my baby.
Mrs. Jones.
1972 also brought million-seller number one to a band from Cleveland that many thought sounded like the early Beatles. The Raspberries and Go All the Way from the summer of 1972. Later, lead singer Eric Carmen was to have a solo career, beginning with his hit All By Myself. Next, the history of rock and roll explores 1973 when we continue. The history of rock and roll continues as we move on to explore 1969 with Peter, Paul, and Mary.
All my bags are packed, I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye, but the dawn is breaking, it's early morn. Taxi's waiting, he's blowing his horn. Already I'm so lonesome I could cry. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. I'm leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, babe, I hate to go. There's so many times I've let you down. So many times I've played around. I tell you now, they don't mean a thing. Every place I go, I think of you. Every song I sing for you. When I come back, I'll wear your wedding ring. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. I'm leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, babe, I hate to go. Now the time has come to leave you. One more time, let me kiss you. Then close your eyes, I'll be on my way. Dream about the days to come when I won't have to leave alone. About the time I won't have to say. Kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. I'm leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. Leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. Leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, babe, I hate to go.
Peter, Paul, and Mary and Leaving on a Jet Plane, a song composed by the then unknown John Denver. 1969 also saw the birth of a first-of-its-kind Broadway musical. Florence Gordon of the Fifth Dimension told how they combined two songs from Hair.
Well, we were all in New York. We went to see the play Hair. And when we heard Ronnie Dyson sing Aquarius, we just all kind of looked at each other like, hey, this is a great song. We took the song to our producer, and a friend of his suggested that we put Let the Sun Shine In with Aquarius to kind of lighten up the feeling of the song.
Aquarius, Age of Aquarius.
Fifth Dimension and Aquarius Let the Sun Shine In. It sold more than 2 million copies and earned a Grammy Award for Record of the Year. The musical Hair also provided hits for the Cowsills, who recorded its theme, and Oliver, who recorded Good Morning Starshine. Three Dog Night also pulled a gold record from the show, as member Corey Wells explained.
I heard this song, and I heard it on the radio once, and it was recorded by a chick by the name of Jennifer, who was in Hair. And I said, wow, that's a good song. So I went out and bought the album, and I gave the song to Chuck, and I said, Chuck, what do you think of this song? He says, wow, I don't know. And he waited like right up to about 4 days before we were going to start cutting songs. And I said, what are you going to do with the song? Are you going to use it or not? He says, yeah, I think I will.
How can people be so heartless? How can people be so cruel? Yeah, to be hard, easy to become. How can people have no feeling? How can they ignore their friends? Easy to be proud, easy to say no.
Dog Night and Easy to Be Hard from Hair. The history of rock and roll sweeps on with more big hits from 69.
Up in the morning, stay paid for bread, sir, so that every mouth can be fed.
Oh, Israelite.
Give me a head with hair, long, beautiful hair, shining, gleaming, streaming, flaxing, waxing.
You've painted up your lips and rolled and curled your tinted hair. Ruby, are you contemplating going out somewhere?
Come on, come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made?
And when I die, and when I'm gone, there'll be one child born in this world. Carry on, carry on.
lady, lay, lay across my big brass bed.
The big hits of 1969. Next, the return of the king on the history of rock and roll. The history of rock and roll, 1973.
When I think back on all the crap I learned in high school, it's a wonder I can think at all. And my lack of education hasn't hurt me none. I can read the writing on the wall. Kodachrome.
When Simon and Garfunkel broke up in 1971 after winning 7 Grammy Awards, some wondered if one of rock's finest composers might be through. Paul Simon quickly put an end to all doubt by recording a string of million sellers. In 1973, one of his biggest was Kodachrome. The history now presents a collage of the number one records of 1973.
You're so vain.
Shine of my life.
Did you happen to see the most beautiful girl in the world?
If I could save time in a bottle, the first thing that I'd like to do.
And 1973 brought another gold record to a one-time Canadian gym teacher. Her nickname was the Barefoot Contessa.
People smile and tell me I'm the lucky one, and we've just begun. I think I'm gonna have a son. He will be like him and me, as free as a dove, conceived in love. The sun is gonna shine above. And even though we ain't got money, I'm so in love with you, honey. Everything will bring a chain of love. And in the morning when I rise, bring a tear of joy to my eyes and tell me everything's gonna be alright. Love a guy who holds the world in a paper cup. Drink it up. Love him and he'll bring you love. And if you find he helps your mind, better take him home, home. Yeah, don't you live alone. Try to room with lovers on. And even though we ain't got money, I'm so in love with you, honey. Everything will bring a change.
From Ann Murray and Danny's song, the history of rock and roll moves on to a one-time rockabilly singer from Sun Records. He'd had one hit in 1960 and one hit in 1965. He was about to be dropped by his record company when he won a Grammy for Behind Closed Doors. His next single, though, was the biggest ever for the one they called the Silver Fox, Charlie Rich.
Did you happen to see the most beautiful girl in the world? And if you did, was she crying, crying? Hey, if you happen to see the most beautiful girl that walked out on me, tell her I'm sorry. Tell her I need my baby. Oh, won't you tell her that I love her? I woke up this morning, realized what I had done. I stood alone in the cold gray dawn and knew I'd lost my morning sun. I lost my head and I said some things. Now comes the heartaches that the morning brings. I know I'm wrong, but I couldn't see. I let my world slip away from me. So hey, did you happen to see the most beautiful girl in the world? And if you did, was she crying,
crying?
Hey,
if you happen to see the most beautiful girl that walked out on me,
tell her I'm sorry. Tell her I need my baby. Oh, won't you tell her that I love her?
If you happen to see the most beautiful girl that walked out on me,
tell her I'm sorry. Tell her I need my baby.
From Charlie Rich and The Most Beautiful Girl, the history of rock and roll moves on to explore 1974 when we continue.